Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Dorian Show. No, I'm just kidding. It is my birthday, but I am always accompanied by my lovely sister, Raina.
Hey, y'all.
Sorry, I got to say that. I hope they don't sue us.
I don't think you played enough of it for an actual lawsuit. I think Paul McCartney is a kind enough soul that he would understand.
I will totally make the cake.
There you go. What a good girl. So on tonight's show, aside from it being, well, because it's my sister's birthday, we decided that we would do a show the old-fashioned way, which means the way we used to back in the beginning a year and a half ago when it was just us before we started having guests. And I thought that was a brilliant idea because my sister is brilliant and I love her. So we decided to make it a duet tonight, just me and her. So welcome to it. Anybody who hasn't listened to the show before, I will give you the forewarning. This show is not fucking PG, suitable for children, suitable for people under the age of 21, suitable for people who are easily offended. There you go. You've had your warning. That's it.
See, but that's the funny thing. People who are easily offended have a tendency to listen into stuff like this. I don't get that.
Sure.
I really don't understand that.
Because I think people like being offended because they like to be outraged. Because people like to have a reason to be angry. I don't particularly get it, but it seems to be the way things go. So if you like to be angry and you like to have fake outrage, listen to me for a while. I'm sure to fucking offend you.
There you go. I got to give my shout out real quick.
Do it. I have one after you, so go ahead.
Okay, awesome. Jess, if you're listening, which I hope you are, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. I love you, Jess.
I love you, Jess. I would like to give a shout out to my mentor and friend and often guest of the show, Jade Paul Luna, who is currently at this very moment, even as we speak, filming an episode of Bite Size TV, which you can find on YouTube, I believe. So I wanted to give that shout out, and I also want to give a shout out, and it seems really unlike me to do this, but I want to give a shout out to the goddess Hecate and thank her for the lessons I've learned this week. There you go. I had some shit I needed to learn, and I think I'm on my way to learning them. So thank you, great mother, great dark mother. And baby girl, this show's about you. My baby sister is turning another year older. I can't be more proud.
I know, and this is one of the only times I will ever speak about my age again, because it's a big one.
It's a big one.
Big 40.
Yay!
But I gotta say, I was kind of depressed about it in the beginning of the week. It's like, yeah, I've got, let's see, 9, 10, 11, 12. I've got less than 3 hours of my 30s left.
Wow.
And then, poof, it's gone until the next go-round. Yeah, if I'm that lucky.
I don't know if luck has anything to do with it. It's whatever you haven't learned that your spirit still needs to learn, that I think makes you come back for another visit. But I have to tell you, having been 40 and going through that milestone, and having been 50 and going through that milestone, I have to tell you that it only gets better. And I'm saying that not to be silly or trying to make things sound better than they are, but I do believe that 50 has been, my 40s were a blast, I agree, but my 50s are turning out to be pretty damn good.
I'm excited. I am excited.
Are you?
I have, especially in the past year, I've grown so much.
You have.
It's just, it's blown my mind.
Yep.
You know, like, I mean, just between the ages of 35 and 39, you know, well, actually, no, between the ages of 37 and 39, it's just like, oh, my God, things are starting to make sense.
Uh-huh.
So this is why this happens. Oh, yeah, I know you're trying to pull one over on me. Oh, I'm not buying into your bullshit. No, I don't want to do that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's good. It's really good, and I'm very happy, and I'm very grateful to the gods, and, you know, and Hecate's one of my girls, too. I love her, and I think she likes me most of the time, anyway. I have a tendency to annoy them all at some point or another, but, you know, it's yeah, I annoy myself sometimes, so I'm sure they're like, oh, God, would you just shut up? But I'm very grateful to be here.
Well, and I'm very grateful to have, I'm very lucky. A lot of people cannot say that they have the kind of relationship with their sister that you and I have. And you are my joy and one of the great loves of my life, and you know that, or at least I hope you know that. Shit.
Oh,
if you don't know that, if you don't know that, I haven't been doing my job.
Oh, you have. You have. I tell you, I got to think above all others because you have kicked my ass into gear. You have called me out on my whining. You have called me out on my temper tantrums. Basically done the throwing a glass of cold water in my face and said, you're being stupid. And it's like, oh, yeah, I am being stupid. You know, and you're one of the few people that I will take that from because it's like everybody else is like, yeah, I don't care what you fucking think.
But I
do. You know, and I'd be lost without you.
I don't think you would be lost without me, but it is nice to know that somebody loves you and has your back. That's for sure.
Definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
And so before this I start crying, because my baby
like,
it's ridiculous because I do love you like crazy, and you are one of my favorite people, and you know it's always nice to have you know your sister who you can tell all your secrets to. It's really a good thing.
On any of those secrets that were sold on eBay.
Hey now.
See,
oh,
as a little sister, I get to rib you.
Yeah, no shit. Thanks. Nice. You know, the minute I die, she's going to open that big Pandora's box and let all that shit out. Watch out now.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
No. No, I know. And because my ass will come back for you. Come on now.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, I want you around. You are more than welcome to come haunt me, but I don't want you breaking the shit in my house.
You're right. Because you know a bitch will. All right. So this week, let me talk a little bit about this week and what my life has been like.
Yeah, I
don't know if it's me or if other people have experienced this, but this, for some reason, has been an extremely rough week. Emotionally, it's been weird. Energy has been, once again, strange. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but today I got really, really sick while I was at work, and then nice things started to happen. Like I got a compliment that I would never have expected. I got a lot of praise from places that I don't normally get it. It was a mixture of a shitty day and a really good day all at the same time. I know that may not make any sense, but that's kind of what it's been like. It's been a mixed-up crazy day. But
yeah.
TGIF, y'all. Thanks to God that it's Friday because, I need to sleep. My ass is tired.
Aww.
Tired. Yes. I'm not tired. I am tired.
I'm so tired
I can't even pronounce the R. That's how tired I am. It has been one ass-kicking week. For real. For real. All right.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing for your birthday?
Tomorrow, I am going to the local Pride Parade because they haven't had a parade in Uptown Charlotte in 19 years. They've had Pride events, but they have not had a Pride parade in 19 years, and I gotta go party with my girls. Because ain't nobody throw a party like the gay community. I just gotta say.
For real. For real.
It's like, I ain't even worried about putting makeup on or nothing because I know somebody's gonna grab my ass out of the crowd and be like, bitch, let me do your face.
And it will never look better. Let me tell you what.
Hello.
I will let a gay man do my hair, put on my makeup, pick out my clothes, because my dumb ass doesn't know enough to do it on my own. And I fully admit my lack of knowledge. Boy.
I tell you, it's like, oh God, my cousin's ex-boyfriend. What is a makeup artist? He is actually a grad queen up in New York. So if you run into Spiky Hilton, give him a hug for me because that's my cousin. I love him. I don't care if they're broken up, whatever. He's still family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, has he got some pipes? Girl can sing.
Really?
But yeah, he honestly brought me to tears. Brought me to tears.
Aww.
I was like, oh my God, your voice is so beautiful. But anyway, I'm getting gushy. I'm getting gushy.
She gets gushy.
Anyway.
She can't help it.
It's going
to
be fun, though.
Do you want to do some cards, my darling?
Yeah, I actually brought them up with me. So let's do a birthday reading. Not for me,
you
for whoever it pops up for.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I thought you wanted a birthday reading. I was getting all ready to do you a birthday.
Well, I tell you, if you wouldn't mind doing me a birthday reading,
and
I'll
sure
do
you want
for
all these...
everybody else.
Are you sure you
want
to?
Yeah, you know what?
Here?
We really shouldn't.
Here in the show? No?
Nah. Let's do that off the air.
All right, because I was going to say, my evil ass will say what the fuck the cards say. Hello?
I know, and I just rethought that. I was like, I better not. So, let's remain anonymous. So, all right. Don't get me started.
Anyway, it's your birthday. Go ahead. I'll even let you sing on the air tonight. Go ahead. Manamana.
Do, 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 do. Manamana.
Now,
funny. I just found. Oh, my God, I think it was on Reddit, because, yes, I'm a Redditor. I'm not telling you my screen name because, no. But I saw something on it. Apparently, it's on the book Dumb Laws, you know, or on a website of Dumb Laws. It is actually illegal in North Carolina to sing off-key in public. So
why do you
while
think
I, was,
I have told you for so long that you are not allowed to sing on the air? Why do you think I've been saying that, not just to hear myself talk, but because it's a law?
I'm telling you, I was like, oh, here I have been joking about having a, you know, a legal injunction against, or you know what I mean. I can't talk. And I have not had an ounce of any kind of liquor. There's none in the house. I'm like, really? Night before my birthday, I got no liquor. Anyway.
You liquor. You water.
I've been joking that I'm legally barred from singing in public. And here it is an actual fucking law. Like,
I wasn't joking. I wasn't joking.
I didn't know you were joking. That.
Yeah, you can. I wasn't joking. I thought you knew the law, and that's why you weren't going to do it, you know. Not that I think anybody's going to come and arrest you, but I've heard you say, no, okay.
Yeah, no, sounds better in my head, and that's where it should remain.
But to be honest with you, it's usually better in everybody's head than it's actually sounds. It's not just you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Are you done shuffling? Did you shuffle?
No, because I haven't started singing the song.
All right, we'll
every
do it.
Every day I'm shuffling. So, yeah, let me do it three times. I said do it.
Do it.
Do it. Wait. All right, one more. And then we will pick cards.
I pulled seven.
Seven? Okay.
Why
all
not?
Right.
Something different.
I don't
Something
think
a little different.
Yeah, I don't think I've done seven in a very long time. So I'm going to set them all in a pretty little row. All right. There's one. Two.
Are you ready, Polly Neat Freak? Come on.
Sorry.
All right.
Four.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
You know I pulled
You'll
mine.
Be 41 by the time you're done laying out the fucking cards. Would you get to the reading?
Six and seven. All right.
Jesus,
you're the one who wanted
Marian.
Seven. I would have been done a second ago. So,
second. Okay, fine.
Yes, a second. That's what he said.
It's always what he says. Shit. Don't even get me started on that. Next.
Just a tip. Just a tip.
Yeah.
Are
you kidding?
All
a
right.
man says he wants to put the tip in, and you know, the next thing you know, you think it's just the tip. It's the whole 9 yards. Only it's not really 9 yards. Hello? It's not nine anything. Please. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Are you fucking ready? Are you ready?
Yes,
are
I'm fucking ready, all right?
All
so,
right.
You want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Why
are you so stupid?
Why are you so stupid? All right.
Why are you so stupid?
I've got... This is about to get stupid. I'm about to read these cards. You ready?
Yes.
Of course you are. Encounter with a stranger brings unhappiness. You know what? I don't like that card tonight. That card's going away. We're not even going to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Somebody's late on their bills. Somebody is late on their bills and they're jealous because their quote-unquote friend, it's actually a frenemy, is about to get a promotion. So here's this one person struggling and shit. And then you have this frenemy getting a promotion. Here's the thing. Until you actually live in another person's life, even though it looks all bright and shiny on the outside, you don't know what kind of hell this bitch is actually going through. So don't focus on this psycho bitch. Okay? Just worry about your own shit. And if it's any consolation, the person that getting this promotion, this frenemy of yours, whoever this reading is for, that person is going to receive a letter of bad news. That person is about to be sued.
Oh.
Be careful of Schadenfreude. It is very easy to, like, take a certain amount of joy in somebody else's sorrow. Try not to go there. because that shit is like a boomerang and it bounces back on you. The law of karma is very specific. Whatever you put out, good, bad, or indifferent, is what comes back on you. So do yourself a favor. Remember the law of three. Whatever you put out will come back to you threefold. So don't be too gleeful about this other person's misfortune, even though she's a fucking cunt. Anyway. Well, you know, sometimes the cunt is, when it's a cunt, call it what it is, the cunt. There you go. Next thing, okay, now these cards seem to have pulled into two separate readings, so that's sound treatment. You with me?
Yes.
Are you with me? Hello? Is this thing on? Hello?
Can I get okay. Kim in? No, I'm just kidding.
Seriously. Okay, so the first card went away. I don't know why. It said, fuck this, get me out of here. So I said, okay. So it's pulled itself into two three-card readings. Okay, now the next reading is reunion with a forgotten love. And the next card is don't rock the boat. Everything is stable. So don't get swayed by this other person. You think you got feelings for this other person. You actually don't. You're just fucking bored is your problem. And unfortunately, the next card is decision time for good or bad, which means even though I'm saying this shit, this person is still not sure what they're going to do. And I'm telling you, don't rock the boat. But, you know, free will is free will, and you got to learn every fucking thing the hard way. So I'm sorry, but you knowing this person, and I don't even know who this is for, but I'm telling you what I'm picking up. The energy I'm picking up says, this person still thinks, I don't know, I think I may want to rock the boat because I'm bored and I'm curious. Although you won't admit you're bored. You think you're in love. No, you're not in love. You just want to get laid by something different. There you go. So those are the two readings I have. There you go. Take them for what they're worth, folks. That's what it is. What do you got, sis? Give me something.
I have got a different card for different people.
Okay,
like,
so
I've got seven different cards for they are each individual. So, yeah. Number one, good financial news. That job that you've been looking at, the job that you've applied for a couple. This I feel like this is a male. You've applied for. I'm wanting to say three or four different jobs. The fourth one wasn't really an application. It was kind of a half-assed attempt because you weren't really interested anyway. So, but you are going to get the job that you want. It's going to be a little less money than you think, but don't worry about that because, you know, promotions, it'll happen. Just give it time and don't push it. That's the important thing. Do not push it. Because you have a tendency to, time kind of moves faster for you, so it's like you think, oh, okay, come on, let's go. I need a, you know, I've been here 2 weeks, I need a raise now. Don't do that shit, because then you're not going to have the job anymore. So, second card, instability. It's time for you to tell your partner to shit or get off the pot. You can't wait around keeping hope alive that it's going to happen. I feel this is a female. This is for a female, and her partner is actually female as well.
Okay.
And this is just a very volatile personality, prone to mood swings. I mean, like, wild fucking mood swings. This person needs help. They are not willing to go and get help. You need to get yourself out of that situation. And that's all there is to it. So, third card, enjoy the company of family and friends. Well, friends and family, sorry.
Enjoy the last hurrahs of summer. And this is for a couple different people. This is actually kind of in general, you know, but don't be so willing to give up time with your family to go with somebody you think is interesting, you know. Just stick with your family. You know, there's going to be time for other people. All right, so fourth card, wrong decisions bring problems. And that kind of ties into enjoy the company of friends and family. Basic rule of thumb, as we always say, if it feels wrong in your gut, just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't ignore that voice, because your voice is right. And I'm not saying anymore, you know, because I have a tendency to say your voice is usually right. Your voice is right. Just fucking listen to it. So, fifth card, a secret transaction. And I feel like this surprise party of some sort. It's like a going away party. Wanting to say it's like a bon voyage. This person is not going to be gone for but a couple years. And this is not a war zone type of situation. This is for a job or for school. Okay. It's like an internship, because I'm seeing both combined. So, but yeah, I'm not going to talk any more about that, because I don't want to ruin the surprise, which I probably already did. Anyway, let's see. Number six is success in all things. This is somebody who has struggled for many, many years. Because I'm kind of identifying with this. You know, this person has slowly but surely been changing their frame of mind, the way they think about everything, the emotions that they put behind it, the credence that they give to other people's opinions. Just move forward. Move forward, keep doing what you're doing, don't stop, don't let anybody poo-poo what you're doing. I don't care who it is, mother, grandmother, mother-in-law.
Poo-poo!
She said
poo-poo.
Don't poo-poo.
Sorry.
I said poo-poo, and I said it on the air.
Yeah,
like I haven't said fucking worse shit.
Hello.
Anyway. Hello.
So
last card is, I'm a petite little wallflower.
That'll be the fucking day. Go ahead.
So, yeah. Last card, number seven, is promotion. I don't feel like this is with a job. This is with a social group. Wow. Okay. Ha! You caught somebody doing some underhanded shit and talking some smack behind somebody's back. Mm-hmm. So your rank in the social order has just gone up big time, because you didn't do it in a sneaky way. You saw shit. You reported shit. You weren't there was nothing really going on. Even though you had your suspicions of this girl, you didn't jump on it. It wasn't like you were chomping at the bit to find some dirt on her, but you kind of knew what was going on, and you caught her red-handed, and you reported her to the circle of friends, and, you just went up. So, but that's okay. She needed to be caught and reported. That, hoochie mama. Not good.
Bitch fucked up.
Yeah, so that is my reading. Actually, that's a bunch of different people's readings. It's funny how it does that sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, it's like sometimes it's for somebody in particular. You know, other times it's just, nope, you all over the map.
That's all right.
Ah. God. Oh.
Was that?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
What?
And
what?
One more glorious present that I'm getting on Monday.
Yeah.
The kids are going back to school. The kids are going back to school. The kids are going back to school.
Mama for is all happy. For all of our mothers out there and any stay-at-home daddies, you know, I have two grown sons, and I have to tell you, any of you that have children still at home, may the gods bless the hell out of you, because I did it, and I don't know how I survived it. I'm telling you. I don't know how you do it. Y'all are some strong motherfuckers, because I could not do that shit. Having kids under my feet would fucking make me crazy. I am not even joking. So any of you that have kids still of school age, more power to you, bitches. You made out a stronger shit than me. I'm just going to say it.
The only thing that I'm dreading, and it was funny because we took the younger one to his open house, you know, because he's going into first grade, which, yay, mm-hmm. first grade.
Yay.
Although he keeps saying, I want to go back to work at kindergarten. And I'm like, honey, that was not work. That was not a job. This is school.
Yeah.
He's still trying to grasp the concept. It's funny. But we went and we met a teacher and everything. And the first thing we walked in, I saw my neighbor who was down the street on the corner. And we stand at the bus stop every morning, you know, his kids and my son and then the neighborhood hillbillies kids that live up the street. And I swear, and she sends them down. You know, granted, the one is about, like, 12.
Uh-huh.
But he's in charge of watching, let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there's like 4 or 5 of them at the bus stop. And then there's like 2 more at home.
Eish.
So these kids are like, they come without their hair combed, with their clothes on backwards, and they are running up and down the street. I'm constantly having to get them out of the street. You know, oh my God, fighting and bringing huge bags of candy and then offering it to my kid. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Put that away. You know, and it's like, and I love kids, but sometimes I don't like other people's kids. You know?
Oh, please. That is the mother's anthem. Are you kidding me?
So I saw my neighbor as soon as we walked in. He was like, hey, you know, so we said hi and, you know, and everything. And as we were getting ready to part ways, I said, I'll see you on Monday morning. And he just got this look in his eye. I said, oh, I know what you're thinking. He's like, you know, we both put our fingers up and crossed them like, oh, please don't let them be there.
Wow.
You know, and I feel bad feeling that way about kids because it's not their fault. It's not their kid.
No, they're kids. And kids should be sent to another country until they're old enough to be reasoned with. I'm sorry. I have done my time. My kids are now 21 and 23. And they finally turned into human beings, which happens to children. If you don't wind up strangling these motherfuckers early and you continue to feed them as we're told we're supposed to fucking do, you have a 50-50 shot at them actually becoming decent human beings. I have to tell you, I'm one of the lucky ones. And my children have turned out to be amazingly decent human beings. Now, that is not to say that I didn't want to beat a bitch to death when he was 18, but I did. But yeah, I mean, the child was allowed. The gods were good and allowed the child to live through adulthood. So, yeah, I lucked out. But boy, I will tell you what. From the ages of probably 9 to the age of 18, I considered suicide on more than one day's time. I thought about it often. Oh, because one of us was going to go. It was either going to be me or it was going to be him.
Yeah, I've considered it worked out.
Yeah.
Drinking myself into a coma or just running away. I do have to give a shout out because we weren't on last week, which was the actual day of my son's 16th birthday, my older one.
That's right.
So shout out to him for surviving from the age of 16.
Yeah, hello, because there were doubts. There were doubts, y'all. I'm going to tell you straight up. There were days I did not know if my sister was going to allow this boy to grow another day.
He tested me. Oh, my God, this year was horrible. This was the worst one yet. 15, I was glad to see it go. And then it's like, oh, God, wait a minute. 16. Oh, shit.
Yeah, 16, hormones are raging. Oh, yeah, you thought 15 was bad, bitch. You ain't seen shit. I am just warning you now.
Uh-oh. I'm telling you, I keep boxes of dye at the ready because my hair is almost pure white at this point.
I'm telling
you. One of us is going to go.
I love my nephews. I love both of my nephews very much. But there were moments I questioned the validity of my 16-year-old nephew's life. There were moments this year where it was strongly in question, and I had to take an inventory of what I wanted to do with my life because jail might have been an option. Because there were a couple of times I thought I was going to beat this boy to death myself.
Oh, yeah. And for anybody listening, I mean, of course we're not serious. It's just mother's frustration. We are venting. The child's lives are not in danger at all because, yes, there are times it's like, you know what? You go to your room, you go to your room, mommy is taking over the rest of the house. I don't want to hear a peep. And they know when I get, like, real quiet and I talk in my lower voice.
I don't even talk to you.
And the eyebrows go out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Mama's about to snap.
And I don't know about y'all, but I have seen my sister snap. And as much as I love her, as pretty a girl as she is, you don't want to see this bitch go off. Because when she goes off, I don't know if she's ever coming back.
I usually do. You know, I can get to that point as soon as somebody says, you know what, I'm really sorry. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm back to myself. But it's like, if you push me to that point, you better step back a few paces.
I'm telling you, I stepped back a few countries because I'm afraid of you then.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, last year, it's like, I mean, not just the kids pushing my patience, but other people outside in the world pushing my patience. Like, you know, I'm doing for you, and you're still complaining. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yep.
It's just like, but it taught me a valuable lesson, and I can say I'm very grateful for those people, even though they were, like, the bane of my existence.
Yep.
They taught me to stand up for myself and say, you know what? I'm not taking your shit. You're cut out of my life.
Uh-huh.
You know, and some, I think, you know, some, I am so grateful they voluntarily removed themselves. It's like, bye-bye. You know, oh, you know, I look around, like, a day or two, you know, it's like, oh, I haven't heard any bitching or you know, smarmy, self-righteous fucking trilobite or what. I know that's not the right word. You know, just, that saccharine sweet that you know is hiding that rotten core.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's like, I haven't heard that in a while. Oh, they're gone. Oh well. Like, I thought everything was peaceful.
I agree.
So, yeah, it's been a very good
building up and purging, building up and purging, building up and purging. You know, like, I don't know how, if I'm explaining that right or if anybody else has felt that. You know, just a building up of bile and then blech, getting rid of it.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about earlier about everything being, you know, up and down and up and down. I mean, like today I got literally physically sick and then things just seemed very off kilter. And then all of a sudden the end of the day went so well. It was weird. It's like, one minute I feel intensively sick, and the next minute everything was like as hunky-dory as it could possibly be. Very strange.
That's so funny. But,
very,
you know, hey, it's like, I know we're supposed to go through the bad stuff so we can appreciate the good stuff, but sometimes you go through so much crap, it's like you don't trust the good stuff. Like,
well,
no,
and you don't realize that it's, yeah, you don't realize there's good shit actually happening. It's weird because you're blindsided by the crappy shit going on, and it's like, did something good just happen? Did I miss it because I was feeling pissy about the crappy shit? Because sometimes that happens. Sometimes something good happens when you feel crappy, and it's like, did I just miss that?
Yeah.
Did something good just happen? Because I've been bitching about feeling crappy, and then some good shit happened, and I think I might have missed it. Once in a while, that does happen, but do your best to try not to overlook the good things, because it was weird. Today, I mean, I literally thought I was going to throw up at my desk. That's how bad I felt. I was just physically really ill and did not know why. I hadn't eaten anything. So it's not like I ate something that made me sick. I just felt really bad. And then, you know, then good things started happening during the day, and I was like, wow, I wish I felt better to enjoy all this good stuff. And then I started to feel better. It was weird. I don't know. It's just been a weird-ass day. It's been a weird-ass week. We had a blue moon. I don't know if the blue moon had anything to do with it. Y'all can decide that. I don't pretend to know. I haven't got a fucking clue. But, I mean, seriously, maybe it was the moon. I have no idea. But just weird goings on. Just weird shit.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. There was a couple days there I was just, like, downright crabby. I was kind of crabby today, too. Oh, and I couldn't sleep. Like, the past two nights in a row, I didn't get to sleep till after 4 o'clock in the morning.
Bitch, I
like,
told you not to swing from the chandelier in the middle of the night.
No, I was reading my Kindle. I was not tired at all. It was like, what the hell is going on? I'm just wide awake, not tired at all. You know, and the first night I was like, okay, I'm going to go to bed. And I'm going to try to fall asleep. And it was like, no, I kept getting up because the cats were doing this or, you know, the dog was doing that or, you know, oh, I got to go check this or, oh, I want to go check my phone. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to go sit out there for a while because I know I'm going to wake him up.
Uh-huh.
You know, I knew I was going to wake my husband up and he had to get up for work. So it was like, okay, I'm just going to go sit out there for a while. And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, that's right. I've got my hypnosis thing. I've got this, what do you call it? Actually, I want to look into getting the guy on the show because he's pretty interesting. And I swear his hypnosis, his application, I'll have to find the name of it, puts me almost immediately out. It's like
really?
Within 5-10 minutes, I'm out.
Really?
Yeah, I'll send it to you, and I'll post it on the page, too.
I'm very curious now about that because there were times this week that I did have trouble falling asleep.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. There's like...
There's what?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, weird.
Oh, I was just...
event. Sorry.
A weird influx of what?
energy.
Ah, yes. Agreed. Very weird. I just, you know, I have trouble falling asleep sometimes, and that's a really bad idea for me considering the hours I have to work. So
yeah.
Anything that can help my dumb ass get to sleep is most appreciated.
I thought you were a smart ass.
That too. Nice.
Ha ha.
Very, very, very nice.
You like that? That was smooth. That was smooth
that
until
was...
I pointed it out.
Yeah, smooth move, X-Lax. Way to go.
Exactly. I'm good for those.
Silly girl.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. So,
and I
so we have 10 minutes left. What were you going to tell me? Because we make it good, because we've got 10 minutes left.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say the vapor, because, you know, we both quit smoking. You know, actually, I've quit I don't know how many times, but this time it's for good, because I swore, quitting before my 40th, I'm done, you
yep.
know. And
yep.
I was having a hard time with the last atomizer. It was like, you know, I didn't smoke it that much, or, you know, vape it, I should say. Well, it's not smoking. But
correct.
The place you turned me on to, oh, my God, the juice they have, because I love wintergreen. The wintergreen lifesavers, I
yeah.
love that flavor. And this place
yeah.
has juice that tastes just like it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I ordered the biggest bottle they had. And it
really?
Actually should be tomorrow. Oh, my God, I love this stuff. You know, it's one of those, you either love it or you hate it. But if you like wintergreen,
yeah.
you know, and I'll let
yeah.
you try some if you want.
Yay!
But, oh, my God, I love this stuff. And the new atomizer, love
yeah.
it. Love it.
Yay!
Love it.
Yay,
yeah.
finally, she has something she can actually use that she will actually not go back to cigarettes on. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, ah!
Well, you know, I got to say, there are a lot of folks in our community who smoke cigarettes still, even with the full knowledge of how deadly it can be. Folks, I got to tell you, if any of you are still smoking, please stop. Try one of these vape things. They're awesome. I quit smoking cigarettes back in 2009. I never had one. I remember my very last cigarette. It was May 16th. It was a Saturday. It was 3 p.m. in the afternoon. My brother, our brother, was standing next to me. And I had I said, I'm never going to have another cigarette ever again after this one. And I never did. I got one of these e-cigarettes. And let me tell you what, your lungs will clear up. You will feel better. You will be able to taste your food and not oversalt it. It will change your life. Now, when I go to the doctor and they test my lungs, they don't even, some doctors can't even tell you that I ever smoked, and I smoked for 35 years.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, get off the cigarette. That paper is treated with chemicals. You don't need the tar. What you actually are addicted to is the breathing in and holding something in your hand and putting something in your mouth. Ha, 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 ha. Any insert joke. Hey, I said insert. Did you hear me? That was hilarious.
I heard you.
There you go. But really, I never had. It's been since 2009. I have not had a cigarette, and I was a confirmed smoker. I'm telling you, you don't have to do it. And what Sis and I are doing is a lot cheaper. If you vape, you know what I'm talking about. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. If you need any personal recommendations on a good unit, I said unit, go ahead and email me. Message me on Facebook. It's Raina Starr. star with two R's. You can find me on Facebook. Send me a message. I will tell you exactly what I use. I will tell you where to get it. There you go.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of you because I wound up starting first with one of those little units that, you know, it just absolutely was not enough. And I went back. And then I started on the e-cigarettes again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Third time is a charm.
I've tested every product there is out there. And when I tell you I've tested every product there is, trust me, I have tested every fucking thing they've come up with. For someone who doesn't want to spend a ton of money, which I don't, I have found probably the best setup, period. And I will warn you that not all of the pieces come from the same company. I like batteries from one company. I like atomizers from one company. I like juice from another company. But I will tell you where to go to get all of those things. I promise you.
Yeah, and
okay.
I let her test the stuff out first.
Because I'm serious about my vaping.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I love the new setup. Love it.
Yep.
Absolutely love it. And I love the new juice. I'm like, yes. You know, because I was a menthol smoker. So the Winto Green is just absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm babbling at this point.
That's okay.
So,
it's your birthday. You're allowed to babble on your birthday.
Yeah, but I babble all the time. At least I'm allowed to. for the next, let's see, 20-something out. Let's see, it's over 24 because my birthday doesn't actually start till tomorrow. But, yeah,
nice.
So for the next, I'm taking the 28 hours. Screw it. I started beforehand. Taking 24 hours, or 28 hours to babble. Babble, babble, babble.
Okay.
You call me Brooke for the next day.
Oh, my God. Yes, you're fucking hilarious. Anybody who's listening that's going to the Pride Fest in Charlotte tomorrow, hit this bitch up and say hello. Give her some love.
Yes. Come give me a hug. I need to make up a t-shirt that says, you know, today's my birthday or something, you know, hug me. Because, yes, I do accept free hugs. I prefer that you bathe first. That is a plus. But it's okay. I've worked sci-fi conventions when I had books out, so I've dealt with people in fursuits, and it's not that they don't bathe, but after 8 hours in a furry suit, not so good. So I'll hug you anyway, but...
Came out. Ooh,
yeah.
Not pretty.
Ooh. Oh, my
You're
gosh.
Funny.
Anyway, so
yes.
What do you say? We should wrap this up?
Wrap it, baby. Wrap it.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. See, you said I could sing, so I'm singing.
And
for anybody...
And if you noticed, I didn't try to stop you either.
I know. Well, it was a good song. I love the Fabulous Thunderbirds. I miss them. Whatever happened to them?
I haven't
Where
got
the fuck
a clue.
Did they go?
I don't even know if they're together anymore, to be honest with you.
I should look that
maybe
up. We should have them on the show.
Maybe it wasn't so fabulous to be a Thunderbird. I don't know.
Oh, well, they'll always be fabulous Thunderbirds in my book.
I'm sure they're glad you think so, wherever they are. But I want to say before we go off the air that I love you very much, and for your birthday and for every day, I ask the gods to protect you. May the Lord and Lady give you everything you want in this wonderful new year. And you are my sweetie, and I just adore you.
Aw,
You're going to make me cry. I love you. I absolutely adore you and worship the quicksand you work on, the walk on.
And it's getting thicker by the minute, girl. It's getting thicker by the minute. Oh,
no,
I want to mention, because last week, I want to mention that last week we were supposed to premiere The Nonconformist Nurse, and we apologized. She was not well. We've had a lot of folks have back issues the past
yeah.
couple of weeks, it seems. Our brother had a back issue, and the show we were going to premiere, she had a back issue, but we are going to reschedule her. And next week we have the amazing and wonderful Jade Sol Luna. So it's Asterian astrology time next week. Hooray. And, of course,
woo-hoo!
the following week being first Friday of the month, is our pagan pundit who's going to lay down this month in politics for us. So we hope everybody will tune in. In the meantime, please wish my sister a happy birthday. She so deserves the love.
Aw, thank you. I love you guys. I love you the most. And y'all, you're okay. No, I'm kidding. I love you guys very much. And I got to say, I got to give a shout out to Confessions of Crafty Witches.
Yes.
Because they reached 200,000 followers and likes
Woo!
On their page. So.
Woo!
Them on, so
yes.
they can fill us in. Hopefully, we can get them to the 300K by that point.
That'd
you know,
be awesome.
I'm telling you, they're fabulous people. They work so hard for, very little in return. It's just a reciprocal share. But they share people and they share people and they share people and. And they are very big promoters in the pagan community, and I love them to death. They're really good people. And I thank them for getting me up to 3,000 on my personal Cobalt Ravens page, and they got us up over 300. So, yeah. Oh, and check out their page, because we have donated gifts for the occasion of them reaching 200,000 followers.
Yes, we did.
You are donating an absolutely beautiful Botswana agate necklace.
I am.
Because for those who don't know, my sister runs Starcross Creations.
Thank you.
I do carry it in my store exclusively.
Exclusively.
So y'all don't try to take her, because I will cut you. I will cut a bitch. Anyway. she, no touching my sissy. But she makes absolutely beautiful stuff, and she's generously donated a necklace to them. I am donating a phone reading and a customized spell, which if you've gone to my store, Cobalt Ravens Magical Notions, is a little bit on the higher price, but it's worth it because I know what I'm doing. I've been at this many years. That's why I charge the prices I do. They're not, you don't have to take second mortgage out, but anyway, so go to their page, enter the contest. I'm still having the contest. I lowered it to $15. If you spend $15 in the store, you get an entry for a magical grab bag, and I extended it till September 5th. So go grab those.
Yeah, and you bitches are lucky, I got to tell you, because of the show and because Sis and I are in business, I'm not allowed to even be part of the magical grab bag, and y'all get some good shit from her, and I'm kind of jealous, so I'm going to be hitting you up for Yule this year, because I'm not allowed to be part of the magical grab bag, but you give away good shit. Hello?
Well, thank you.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm
just saying. Can a sister get a witness? Hello?
Well, you're going to have a very good Yule this year, so I'm going to get you some DNA.
Yay!
But yeah, we're about out of time. I'm sorry. But we love you guys. Great blessings. Thank you for coming to my birthday party. I get to say it one more time. So I'm going to go have fun tomorrow. I love you.
and I love all you.
I love you.
And may the God protect you. And
yes.
We will see y'all next week. Yay! Hey, bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.